Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning, May the 21st, 2020, 19 minutes past the hour. Now remember, Glenn Coble and I will be filling in for Charlie Evers from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. today, so don't miss that for love nor money. And I think we've got some special Charlie clips to play today, which will be fun because it is his show, and these are ones that have not been heard for quite a while. Now, before the break, and I want to tie a knot in this. By the way, if you have anything to say about Marion's roads, feel free. The way the roads are laid out, the one-way streets, so on and so forth. Or if you want to talk about anything else. What else were we talking about? See, this is why I have to write stuff down. One-way streets, driving around in Marion, or the opening of the restaurants today. That was the other thing. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let me know what you think about those two particular things if you have an opinion. And we all have opinions, that is for sure. 20 minutes past the hour. And we did the little dancing in the rain thing before I went to break. And apparently I might be dancing in the rain tomorrow if it rains, so I'll have a picture of this. But again, I'm not criticizing the person who did it. I think it's fine. I think it's fine they took a picture. You know, that's okay. No criticism at all. All I'm saying is that it seemed a little odd and it seemed a little staged. That's it. You know, because you've got to have a photographer out there. So that's all. But, you know, I'm all for spontaneous. I'm all for having fun, drop of a hat, blah, 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 blah. I think that's good. So, fine. Go play in the rain. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, someone might already told you this, but the diner is not open today.
Oh, the restaurants are not opening today?
No. I said the diner.
Oh, the diner.
The diner is having trouble with their grill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, which diner is this?
That's the one on 423 going into Marion.
Oh,
on the left.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the one out there by the mall?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're having trouble with their grill, and they're not able to be open today.
Yeah, I think they're going to they're going to try it again tomorrow, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
Now, were there a lot of people lined up out there this morning?
Oh, no. There wasn't anybody there, so it must have went out. So I guess they're going to try to get it fixed today or something.
Oh. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Well, there you go, and we like any information like that as well. 740-383-9944. There, the diner out on Delaware Avenue, right in front of the mall, apparently will not be opening today because of some kind of issues with the grill. So, opinions on the restaurants opening up today or the roads in Marion, those are two topics that always we can go a long way with on those particular topics. Now, I just don't think people are going to wait in line. I guess that's the best way to put it. I don't think people are going to wait in line, and we'll see how that goes today. You know, I'll get to drive up 95 because I live out there, so I'll see if people are standing in line. We'll see if these lines are out the doors. We'll see if the parking lots are filled, and we've got some people who are going out to eat today. And if you do go out to eat today, call in tomorrow morning and report back to us how it goes. I would love to know that. Those stories. Or you can email me, scott@wwgh1071.com, or shoot me a message on the Facebook page. Okay, and then my final thing on dancing in the rain, if you want to dance in the rain, do it. Take a picture, knock yourself out. But again, I'm not making fun. I'm not being rude. I'm not doing that. It's not critical. I'm just saying it was different. I did not see a whole lot of pictures of people dancing in the rain. Now, I have seen these pictures in movies that every time somebody falls in love, they kiss in the rain. I don't know what rain has to do with falling in love, but there you go. So that's it for that particular subject. Okay, now, there are a couple other things I want to talk about, and then I want to get to the big topic that has to do with Memorial Day that I want to talk about. Now, this is going to seem very superficial, but as I've said before, when I get on this show, I try to tell the truth, but this is going to seem superficial, so brace yourself. I'm going to be superficial for a second. Yesterday, I was, I'm trying to tell this story with as little detail as possible to protect the person who was involved, who might be listening to this show at this point. I don't know if they are or not. Haven't heard yet. I'm sure I'll hear after this story. Okay, here's the deal. Now, there were, and this is just how it happened. Yesterday, I was, well, let me start here. I've known this person a little while because of a job, kind of. They just started a few weeks ago because of this whole COVID thing. So I kind of knew this person, kind of not. Never really had a conversation with them, to be honest with you, but I knew who they were. I had seen them in passing, maybe two or three times. Okay. So yesterday, I just went to the grocery store. I had to go out and get some groceries. Shopping. So I went to the grocery store. No. See, I'm getting questions already about her. No. See, that's not right. I'll try to explain it later on. But here's how it is. It has nothing to do with my job. Let me put it that way. Okay. So, I see this person who I kinda had seen before. Okay, let's leave it at that. Now, that's why I'm trying to tell this story with as little details as possible. So, the person walks up to me yesterday, and like I said, I had never talked to him, and I was just in the store shopping, just getting a few items. I wasn't even getting a lot of stuff, so I wasn't in the store very long. And the person walks up to me, and they're trying to start small talk, is clearly what's going on. Because they're asking me about, you know, the weather being bad yesterday, and they're asking me if I live in town, and they're stuff like that. That was kind of the conversation we were having. And I was trying to be interested and asking the same questions back. So I'm standing there talking to this person, and at one point, at the end of the conversation, this is so strange. Now, remember, I'm at the grocery store. The person hands me a piece of paper. Now, the piece of paper was actually about this COVID mess. It was like a pamphlet, I guess is what I would say, that maybe some stores are passing out because of the COVID thing. So she hands me this pamphlet, and I'm thinking, why is she handing me this pamphlet? I didn't ask for it. I don't really understand it. Maybe she has to do it. I don't get it. So she hands me this pamphlet, and we end this conversation. And then I'm thinking, I'm going to throw this pamphlet away. But now here's the funny thing. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was fate. Who knows? But I opened up the pamphlet, which I probably normally would not have done, because why would I have? So I open up the pamphlet, and this is so funny. There is a phone number written in there. Now, and a name. There's a name and a phone number written in this pamphlet. Now, I'm going to guess that this is this person's phone number. A matter of fact, I'm 100% sure that it is this person's phone number, because after I opened up the pamphlet, I looked back at them, and it was quite aware that's what it was. So, here's the funny thing about this, that, as you know, from listening to this program, I cannot call people. Now, obviously, she obviously is not a listener, because she doesn't realize the disease that I have that I cannot call people. So, I have this number now, and I have this person's name now, which is basically pretty much all I know about them. But I'm not going to call them, because I, first of all, I don't think I would call anybody in that particular situation. And number two, I don't think that, well, I don't know that I would call anybody in that particular situation, and also, I really don't think that it's appropriate to do that, in my own personal opinion. I have other things to do at this particular point. So, but here's the, why is this a superficial story? Okay, here's why this is a superficial story. And I hate to say this, but I think it makes a point. The girl had red hair, almost like orangish hair. Now, I don't know if it was dyed. I think she's probably a redhead, but it, you know, I think maybe the orangeness of it was probably dyed. But she was a nice-looking person, I guess is the best way to say this. That's the diplomatic way to say this. But here's what dawned on me after I left the store. What dawned on me, because I did think she was very nice looking. What dawned on me is that for some reason, because I never thought that there was a type of person that I liked. I thought that I was equal opportunity. But apparently, I think I like redheads, and this has been like a thing that I didn't even realize I knew. Because I think back, the only person I've ever lived with was a redhead, and this person's a redhead. So I'm thinking that these two people obviously represent something to me, and maybe it's red-haired people. I don't know. And you know, I think back on it, and I've never liked blondes. This is such a weird conversation to have with myself on the air. But you know, blonde people, I mean, it's fine. And I know a lot of people like blonde hair. And I'm thinking about dyeing my hair blonde because it's just getting blonder by the moment. But for some reason, blonde hair does not appeal to me in a human being. I think some people can look very nice with blonde hair, but it's just, you know, whatever. You've got blonde hair. Okay. So do most people at this point. Now, but brunettes I like. You know, I think brunettes look nice. Dark hair, brown hair. Now, that could be because I have brown hair. So maybe that's, you know, just a self, what do you call that? That's a self thing. Self-preservation thing. So brown hair is good. I like brown hair. I like, obviously, redheads. But I did not realize, this is something I learned about myself yesterday, that apparently there's something about red or orange-haired people that I like. I guess if I was around clowns, I would probably like clowns that had orange or red hair, because you know a lot of clowns have orange or red hair. So in any event, this is what happened yesterday, and that's what I learned about myself. Have you ever learned anything about yourself in a process like that? I never thought about it. I never thought that having red hair meant anything to me. I never, you know, you don't go looking for redheaded people. But did you ever learn anything about yourself that way? I don't know. Let me know. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be red hair, but apparently I learned that mine is red hair. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I will tell you this. There are some red-haired people that I don't like. Now, I don't want to say that I like all red-haired people, because that's not true. There are some people with red hair who I can't stand, but I'm nice to them. because I'm a nice person. You got to be nice. Okay. So that's that. 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say. Now, here's another thing. Now, I talked about this a little bit on Charlie's show yesterday with Glenn. And I got some emails last night and some messages about this. So I want to clear up exactly what I was saying, because apparently I was not saying it clear enough yesterday. Okay, here's what I'm trying to say. As I was now, maybe that I'm alone, I can say this clearly this morning. Okay, what I said yesterday on Charlie's show when I was having my conversation with Glenn was that essentially, there was somebody I liked as a person and had a lot of fun with. And then for some reason, this past week, I saw a picture of them. And it was just a regular picture. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary or special. But for some reason, I looked at their face for the first time, because I can remember seeing their face in the picture. And I looked at their face and I thought, oh, what's the big deal here? I mean, what in the world has this been about? Why have I cared? So people were wondering, did it have something to do with their looks? Did they do something to me that I didn't like? What was that all about? Okay, and then I told the big Ashley Williams story from Good Morning Miami, and I'm not going to go into that again, about how you think that this person is the right person, but then you realized they're just too much trouble and too difficult, so you end up going with the other person who actually cares. That's the Ashley Williams Good Morning Miami story that I told yesterday in regard to this picture. Okay, first of all, let me say, the picture thing has nothing to do with looks. Although, I will say this. I know that people probably find this person attractive. I don't doubt that they do. I mean, it's certainly not an ugly person. But for some reason, in that picture, they did not... It's like have you ever, just after knowing somebody for a while, feel like you saw the real person? That you kind of really understand them fully? Because this was somebody who I did not know from Adam. You know, it wasn't like a family acquaintance. It wasn't like somebody I've known since high school. It wasn't like that, where you know the person's stuff. This was a person where I had to learn their stuff over time. And I think what happened, again, it was not based in looks at all, although I did think about that at the time. What it was I just thought, oh, I get this now. This is not nearly as important as I thought it was. This is just, I don't know why I thought it was important. That's very strange. But it clicked in my brain. But I will tell you this, that I do not hate this person, and that's also another thing I got in messages. Just, do you hate this? No, I don't hate them at all. I don't even dislike them. It's just, for some reason, I thought of them as a much more important person, and I think now getting who they are and getting that this is their life and this is how they... You know, here's the thing. You want a little bit of life information this morning? Here's some life information. Situations change, but people don't. Now, if you wait for people to change, you're going to be waiting a long time. Now, I'm not talking about, like, people getting off of alcohol or people getting off of drugs or people changing their careers. That can happen. That kind of change can happen. What I'm talking about is people's personality. The core issues, see, when you are born, this is what they teach you when you first go into teaching, that all children are born tabula rasa. And what tabula rasa means, it's a Latin term, it means blank slate. So that all children essentially are born as blank slates. So things that become important to them in life and their characteristics, their core values, they usually learn by the time they're out of elementary school. Now, these might not manifest themselves until later on in life, but they've got what their core values are because they've lived in households and seen things that this is the way things operate. Now, they can go on and become very successful. A lot of them go on and become millionaires. Well, think of Dave Thomas, who owned Wendy's. He was born an orphan, and yet he went on to become a billionaire. So it's not even to say that the person will fail. All I'm saying is that people's core values don't change. People's actions can change, but their core values don't. So why am I saying this? What I'm saying is I think it takes a long time when you first meet somebody to really learn what their core values are, because that's not something you would ask somebody. You kind of have to see it in motion, and you kind of have to see their life on the big screen for a while, and you have to see the choices that they make and the things that they do. And it's not even for you to judge. You just sit back and you say, ah, okay, that's who they are. And sometimes that makes them all the more interesting. And you say, oh, okay, well, boy, that person's better than I thought they were. That's great. I'm really, you know, this is somebody I'm glad is in my life. Or you have those moments where you have that epiphany where you're like, oh, okay, that's who this person is. So the bottom line to this thing is that I don't hate the person. I don't dislike the person. I would not turn away the person at this particular point. I just kind of understand them more. I get it. I get it now after knowing them for a while. So that's it. And but good for them, you know. If it works for them, knock themselves out. Doesn't bother me. So the but it all came about because of a picture. Now, it could have been their clothing. It could have been anything. Anything could have set that off in my mind. But for some reason, a picture set it off the other night. And I don't know why that was. A very strange circumstance. But it did. It changed my whole perspective on this person. And I think it'll be that way forever. Again, not that I am not going to talk to this person anymore, because I will. It just, I see them differently now. Let's put it that way. I get who they really are. So now there you are. So I hope that answers all the questions that I got yesterday about that. And no, I'm not going to tell you who it is, because that's my business. So there you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say about that, or anything else on your mind this morning? Restaurants opening, roads in Marion, so on and so forth. This is kind of like a therapy session this morning. This is a therapy session on the radio. Now, I will say this, though, too. I wanted to say this about that particular situation. It can go the other way sometimes. Sometimes you meet somebody who you don't know and you think, oh, man, what a mess. That's somebody I just can't deal with. And then you learn about them and you learn about their who they are, their values, their core beliefs. And you say, oh, wow, this is going to be a great friend. I like this. So it can go both ways. It's not just a one-way street. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think talking about that girl that you met at the grocery store.
Yes.
I think you should either call her and propose or at least take her out to dinner.
So you think I should go right in for the proposal?
That would be the first thing, yeah.
Well, yes, time is running out, so I think you think I should call her and either go out on a date or propose to her?
One or the other, what? Yes.
Well, hey, I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye. There we go. Now, see, oh, and I'll take advice on that, too. I'm swayed by advice. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, there you go. Should I, if you were listening earlier on, and I don't want to say her name because I don't know if she would like that. But, and I, you know, the sad thing here is I don't even really know her last name at this particular point. But I have her phone number. I have not called because I don't call people because I have the calling disease. So I don't, oh, now everybody's got an opinion. I love this. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing there this morning?
I'm having a great morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. I've been listening to you and been trying to figure out where I could get in there and do some comment.
This has been a deep morning, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been interesting, really. I want to get back to the your sandwich or your cookout or whatever. I order out quite a bit. And, Scott, I find not the prices is going up that much. I don't think. It may be going up a little bit. But I find out what you get is getting smaller. Now, I order meals out from out of Bob Evans. I order from Bob Evans quite a bit. I'm not going to put the name on the ones maybe yet. I think it's getting, you know, smaller or whatever. I don't think that'd be fair to the restaurants. But anyway, I find these sandwiches that we get, these subs you get, you know, that's a pretty good size sandwich if you know what I'm talking about at different places you get. And I find that they're quite a bit smaller. Now, I don't know where it was just me recognize this or somebody else or whatever, but they cut the volume size down and they cut the volume that's inside of it. Now, that you'd have to be a kind of a eat out person to, you know, order out or whatever, but I've noticed this, that they're smaller. Instead of raising the prices of the whatever, they're cutting back on the sizes of you, what you get. I think. I don't know whether anybody else has noticed that or not. So that way, you know, if they cut back on the sizes, they were still maybe making a little money instead of leaving it the same size and then raising the prices. So that wouldn't be good if they raise the prices this time, contract we're in. But if you cut back on the sizes of it, you might not notice that, you know, majority of people. But I find that is maybe might be where they might be kind of trying to keep up with the cost of stuff.
Well,
you follow me?
I do, and I think what I'm, because I don't think there's any way, if the stores are raising the price of beef, I don't think there's any way that a restaurant could not. So I think what I'm going to do, I'm not even going to worry about it, and I think I'm just going to eat club sandwiches until this whole mess is over with.
Well, me too, because I hate to cook. If we do cook, it's hard to cook for just two. And we wind up running out of some part of it away. You know what I'm saying? Food is too high to fix it and then throw it away. That don't get it too good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know, the other night, I'll tell you what, I don't think I mentioned this on the show, but last week, because I don't cook too often because it's just me unless I've got people coming over, and I cooked, I got in the mood one night because I was hungry for it, and I made chicken Alfredo and three cheese macaroni and cheese. But I had so much, well, there was somebody else there that night, so there was two of us, but still, the two of us did not go through all this food, not even half of it. So what I did was, because I knew I would not eat the leftovers, so what I did was, I packaged it up while it was still warm, and I had just got some new neighbors about a month ago, who they have a lot of kids, I know, because I see them running around in the yard.
Yeah.
I was a little worried during this COVID thing, should I take it over there, but I took it over, and whether they ate it or not, she came back in like an hour and a half and said it was delicious. She'd had the dishes empty. They were clean that I had taken over there. So, you know, I think I'm in good with my neighbors now.
Well, you know, that's true. My hat's off to anybody if they got left. But most people, well, I'm not saying most people, but I say some people will pretty well think maybe that's an insult to them. They won't eat what somebody else has fixed. And not only that, I don't have no neighbors about anything. I would love to give my stuff to somebody, but I don't know who. And I can't invite nobody over because I won't let them in. what am I supposed to say? And Scott, I don't like to put stuff in the freezer. It's already been fixed. So Bob, I'd save it. Let's forget that. So I try my best to not cook no more than we'll eat, but that's pretty hard to do sometimes, just for two. And so I don't know. It's but my hat's off to anybody that would fix food and give it to their neighbors. You're right, especially kids. Kids would eat it, but I ain't got no kids around me. All I got's old fogies. They probably wouldn't eat it either. I hate to say that, but that's what I call older people's old fogies.
Well, you know, it is.
I call myself that.
Well,
so.
You know what's funny about that whole thing is, honestly, because I have neighbors on both sides of me. Now, I don't think either one of them are elderly, but
yeah.
I did used to have an elderly neighbor who lived in the house where the kids now live in. Now, you know, if it had been just that elderly person, I probably would not have done it because I would have been worried that she would have been worried about this whole pandemic stuff.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Older people, they worry about this, and they just won't get in contact with whatever you got, food or whatever. They just don't want to be bothered with you. If somebody comes, you know, we stand at a distance, I'll talk to them. But forget it, if I'm going to ask them in the house, and I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful or whatever. Scott, I'm very particular with who I associate with, because I know what's going around out there is catching, and I'm vulnerable because I'm old, and you know, just keep my distance. And I live pretty close to a very kindly a busy street, and people go up and down and pass my sidewalk, and I'll try to get a speak out of them, but most of them you can't even get them to speak to you. So I don't mean to be. I live here. I pay taxes on my place. And if I want a company, I'll ask somebody, but, you know. And so leave me alone, and I'll leave them alone. But if somebody's in need, if somebody's in need, I'd sure appreciate it if they'd ask me. But it wouldn't be an insult for me or them, either one, if they would do that. But I don't even get that, so I just stay here and tend on business and watch the virus go by, I hope, and get out in society with a bunch of people. I just don't, with the times we're having, I don't want to be maybe responsible for spreading it or catching it or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do. And do you understand what because a lot of people didn't understand this yesterday. When I was talking, and I'm not saying that I will not talk to this person again. It's just I learned over a period of time that maybe, because I'm particular with the people I associate with too. And I think what happened was, it wasn't because of how they looked in the picture. I think that's what people thought. It's just that picture triggered them in my mind for some reason. And for the first time, I thought, okay, now these are the people they hang around with. These are the decisions they make, and I'm not going to judge them, but I also don't need to hang around with that person as much because, you know what, I don't, it's just not my thing. I don't want to judge them. They can do what they want, but, you know, it doesn't need to be my thing. Now, does that make any sense?
Well, yeah. I mean, the difference in people, you could get insulted by somebody or you could insult them and blah, blah, blah. I've had that done to me many a time and so on and so forth, but I just let it go on by and we'll not associate together anymore, whatever. If I think he owes me an apology, he should apologize, but most of the time they won't do that, so vice versa. Scott, I've been a loner pretty well all my life. For his company, See, I work contract work. I build, right, and I build a lot of things. All of these buildings around town here, the business buildings, I've been involved in them. And, Scott, I've always worked pretty well alone. If there was 11 people in there working, nine, and they were two and three together, most of them they were two together. You know, if one person, it's a lot harder for one person to do two-man work than it is for two men to do a two-man work. So I always get put alone, and I always worked alone, and I got by just terrific that way, and it always bad with me. I just stood out. Like I had the most in it, who I worked for, they put me alone. Well, whatever, I guess. And so it's always been that way. Now, if I go fishing, Scott, I'm a fisherman. I love to fish. And I'm very, very, very particular. I always drive myself. I don't figure on nobody taking me a fishing. Driving me, I always drive myself. If somebody wants to go with me, I love, you know, it's all right. That's fine. He don't have to pay anything or whatever. I take him there and back. But he's got to fish with me when I go and when I come back. I don't want to take somebody over and drive up down the road and you know, say, hey, blah, 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 blah. If I go at four, I usually fish it in the lake pretty well all the time. If I go that four, it's 50 miles one way. Okay, take a helicopter, still 50 miles, I think. I ain't going over there to drive up and down the road and look at the lake. I can drive up and down here and see water instead of going that four. So if I'm going to make efforts to go fishing, that's what I go for. I'm going to give it my best shot. So don't go with me and figure out, well, they're not biting here, we're going to go home. Now, you forget it. you may have to walk home. You follow me? You understand what I'm saying?
I do, but you know, I've thought about this during this conversation, and I think I have an issue for the leftover food that you and your wife have.
Okay.
Okay, here's what I would do if I was you. Call the pizza man and set the food out on the porch. And when the pizza man gets there, just leave a note on it and say, take this back to the pizza shop, and you can, you know, eat.
Well, that would probably work. Yeah, that would probably work.
I'm going to start writing an advice column, I think.
I don't know. It's just, you know, everybody's different. You know, I think I'm different than majority of people, but I don't mean to be different to other people, and vice versa. Of course, I've run into a lot of people that you're something else. I said, I'm me, and if you don't like me, that's fine. I'm not going to change because I'm me. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to be somebody else. I want to be me. I don't know. Is that wrong or not?
No, I agree with that. Matter of fact, that's my whole philosophy in life, because if somebody doesn't like me, I think they're damaged. There's something wrong with them.
True, but see, that's their business, just like you. They probably think you're a square or whatever. Well, that's me. It don't have nothing to do with you. That's me, and I don't want to be you, or you. Apparently, you don't want to be me. So let's let it go, Ted, and we'll still be all right.
You know, the best line I ever heard about that is, I say, I wouldn't want to be anybody else but myself, because I'd have to go out and buy all new clothes.
Well, I don't know about new clothes. I got so many clothes now, I don't know what to do with them, so you can't hardly give them to anybody. Well, you know, well, I don't know, so. Hey, Scott.
Yes.
It's been nice. I love to talk to you. We get a kind of a giggle out of everything, and I don't mean to insult anybody. I just speak my mind, and I don't want to carry on with foul language over the radio, especially. Well, I don't do that in public, so I definitely wouldn't want to do it on the radio, especially on your radio.
And I wouldn't.
So on and so forth. Good luck to you, Scott. I love to hear you talk, and the people comes in, I love to hear them talk, and everybody seems to be so nice. And I just love to listen to your radio and love to listen to you talk. And my hat's off to you. God bless you.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Enjoy yourself and stay safe and respect the other person.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I know he's out there listening, and I want to say this. He can call in anytime. We have a lot of fun together, and I love when he calls in. I've never met that gentleman in person, but as a matter of fact, I don't know his – I should ask his name sometime. I don't know his name, but he's a lot of fun. He can call in anytime, and I love when his wife is in the background and starts yelling at him during the phone conversations. Now, that's real radio for you. That's unrehearsed radio. Now, Glenn Coble and I will be filling in for Charlie, and I will tell you, hey, stay tuned for this. I was out visiting Charlie Evers last night, so I will tell you about that. And we've got some classic Charlie clips today because we did not play any yesterday that we will bring back Marion's iconic radio personality today and play those. And I think Charlie's listening. I'm sure he is, as he told me last night. And so we have all kinds of good things to talk about with Glenn Coble. But that caller has free rein. Anytime he wants to call into this station, he is more than welcome to do so. And I hope I straightened out everything this morning during the therapy sessions. And we'll get Glenn Coble's opinions on the streets in Marion, because he's not a Marionite. He had to come in and learn about these roundabouts and one-way streets and street signs on the concrete street and all that stuff we got that's all the boulevard, which confuses people. So we'll talk about all that. We'll talk about the restaurants are opening today. How about that? How's that going to go? How's it going right now? They're probably already open. Who knows? Is the price of meat going to go up? Is that going to cost a hamburger is going to be 7 or 8, 9, 10, 12 bucks now because it's went up in the store? I don't know. All I know is ground beef at Meijer for 3 pounds used to be $8.99, and the other day it was $15.99. So that's almost a double in the price. Now, it's not that way at other grocery stores. It only went up a couple dollars. But at Meijer, for some reason, it went up quite a bit. Now, it could be the people that they use. I don't want to fault Meijer. And I'm not picking on Meijer. I just happen to be in there because I live close to that area. And boy, the cookout is picking up. The guest list got even bigger last night. I'll probably have to call the governor out to see it. The governor and Dr. Atkin are going to have to come over and square off this whole cookout on Monday. So I tell you what. Update on Charlie Evers, clips of Charlie Evers, Glenn Coble, talk of everything. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare switch that dial.
Donuts. There's a whole box of...
No.
There's orange juice. There's coffee.
I got a friend out.
There's
I
bring her over. There's a T-bone steak and...
Shit, I take... Try to get five things.
Well,